We're in Brachot, Daf Chet Amud Bet, the two dots, approximately 15 lines from the bottom, or 20 lines from the bottom. Tanya Amar Rabbi Akiva, B'shtosha Dvarim Oev Ani Tamadim. Rabbi Akiva said, there are three points that I like the meads. K'shechotchin tabasar en chotchin ela al gabei ha-shulchan. When they cut meat, they don't do it anywhere but upon the table, so they don't risk hurting their hands. K'shenoshkin en noshekin ela al gavei yad. When they kiss their friend's hand. That's nicer than putting his saliva on his cheek or something. And when they give advice, they give their advice outside in the field because the walls have ears. Now, it's interesting because Rabbi Akiva was sensitive to this. The Masechet Derech Eretz tells us that when Rabbi Akiva was once invited by an Am Haaretz, so he opened up a barrel in honor of Rabbi Akiva, and he wanted to honor Rabbi Akiva with a cup to drink from, so he took a sip from the cup and then he offered it to Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva didn't want it once it had his saliva in it. He brought out another barrel, did the same thing, and again Rabbi Akiva wouldn't drink from it. He didn't get the hint. So here too, Rabbi Akiva says, I like the fact that they kiss a person on the hand so that if any saliva comes out, it's on the hand and not anywhere else. Where does the verse indicate this concept that when one wants to give advice, he should do it in an open area where he could see that no one's listening? Jacob sent word for Rachel and Leah to come out to the field by his sheep, and only there did he discuss with them the plan he was secretly planning to leave for Israel. Tani Amar Ban Gamliel, Rabbi Gamliel said, "B'shloshat dvarim oev ani et ha-Parsiim." There are three points that I like like about the Persians. Hentznuin ba'achilatan, they're modest about the way they eat. Vitznuin bevet ha-kiseh, and they're modest when they go to the bathroom. Vitznuin bedavar acher, and they're modest about their intimacy. The verse says, "Ani tziviti limkudashai," I commanded with regard to those that are set aside. Tani Rav Yosef, elu ha-Parsiim. Rav Yosef says that's a reference to the Persians. Hamkudashin umzumanin legeinom, that they're set aside for perdition. We said in the Mishnah, Rav Gamliel Omer, Rav Gamliel says one may read Shema till the morning. Amar v'yuda amar Shmuel al-chak Rabban Gamliel. The halacha is like Rav Gamliel. Tani Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai Omer. Pamim shadam koi kiat Shema shtei pamim balayla. Achat kodm shiale amud ha-shachar, v'achat l'achar shiale amud ha-shachar. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai said, sometimes a person will read Shema two times in the night. One before Alos HaShachar, one after Alos HaShachar, v'yotze ben yedei chovato achat shel yom achat shel laila. And he fulfills obligations of day and night, which seems contradictory. We said he reads it twice at night, one before Alos, one after Alos, and he fulfills his obligation of day and night, seemingly indicating that he's fulfilling his obligation of day. Hagufa kasha, that seems to be a contradiction. Amalta pamim shadam koi kach ma shtei pamim balayla. You described it as a person reading twice during the night. Alma lachar shi alamud shachar leilo, it seems to say that after alos shachar is still night. The adaltani, and then you went on to say, yotze ben yodei chovto achat shil yom achat shil laila, that one can fulfill his obligation of day and night. Alma yamamu, seems to indicate that this period of time is called the day. Lo lo lam leilo. The Gemara says, no, really, it's still nighttime. When we say he fulfills his obligation of day, that's merely a reference to the fact that there are some people who are up at that hour. But it doesn't really mean that it's day. Really, before Alos HaShachar and after Alos HaShachar, it's still nighttime. But being that some people are up, so one can fulfill the obligation of reading the daytime Shema. For with regard to the daytime Shema, the Torah words it, you will read it bikumecha when people awaken. Amar Rav Acha bar Chanina, Amar Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, Halacha k'Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Rabbi Acha bar Chanina said in the name Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. And we'll pick up here, Bezat Shem, tomorrow night.